ever feel like you're capable so much more.
Like there's another level you just haven't quite
unlocked yet.
Yeah.
I think we all have that feeling sometimes.
Yeah.
So today we're doing a deep dive on how to do just that.
We're calling it your path to a billion.
Ooh, path to a billion.
And that's, well, I should clarify, maybe.
But we do.
we're not saying we're going to make you a billionaire.
Right.
Although that would be nice, wouldn't it?
It would be great.
But it's really about becoming the richest version of yourself.
I like that.
In every sense of the word.
Okay.
Yep.
I love it. And we actually have a really great article here that kind of lays out a roadmap for this.
Oh, perfect.
From Tap and Earn. It's called The 5 Key Areas for Personal Growth.
Okay.
And it's from October 5th, 2024. So pretty recent.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's great. And what I think is interesting is they don't make it sound like these big sweeping life changes.
Right.
It's just 5 key areas you can work on, like different muscles, you know?
Yeah.
To reach your full potential.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's hear it. What's the first area?
So first up is intellectual development.
Ooh. Intellectual development sounds intimidating.
It does, but it's not just about being a bookworm.
Okay, good.
It's more about just staying curious, mm-hmm. challenging sure. your mind.
Yeah,
right. You know what that reminds me of? There was this Yale study.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
They found that people who read at least 7 books a year earn way more than those who don't.
Wait, seriously? Like how much more?
It was like 30% more.
30% just from reading?
Yeah, at least 7 books a year.
Wow. Okay, maybe it's time to swap out some of my doom scrolling for a good book.
Right.
Okay, so what's next?
So speaking of pushing those boundaries a little bit, next is physical development.
Okay. I have to admit, this is the one that always gets me. Like, I know exercise is important.
Sure.
But it feels like such a chore sometimes.
I get it. But the American Psychological Association found that regular exercise boosts your creativity. Like, by a lot, actually.
A lot.
Yeah. By like 50%. I think that's why people always have their best ideas like when they're on a walk or right after they work out.
Interesting. So you're saying it's more about just getting your blood pumping?
I think so, yeah. Kind of like just giving your brain a break from the usual routine.
Okay.
Even a brisk walk can do wonders.
That's good to know. I can do a brisk walk.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got intellectual, we've got physical. What's the next area of personal growth?
So next up is emotional development.
Ooh, emotional development. This one, it feels like it's finally getting the attention it deserves, don't you think?
Yeah, I agree. And it really does. It's about understanding and managing your own emotions, but also kind of like picking up on the emotions of people around you.
Yeah.
Being more in tune with them. And the article specifically mentioned like meditation and journaling as really powerful tools for that.
Which I feel like those two have really gone mainstream now.
They really have.
And for good reason, I think.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so we've covered intellectual, physical, and emotional development. What's next on our path to being the best versions of ourselves?
All right, so this one can be a little more personal. Spiritual development.
And I think it's important to clarify that this doesn't necessarily mean religion, right?
Right, exactly. It's more about connecting with something bigger than yourself, whether that's through like nature, mindfulness, just exploring your own personal philosophy, or, you know, yes, religion too.
Right. It's about just like finding what gives your life meaning.
Yeah. Yeah. That purpose.
You yeah. know. That why.
And exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And I mean, and that can look different for everybody, right?
Totally. Totally.
For some people, it's like volunteering, getting out in the community.
Yeah.
For some people, it's like, you know, expressing themselves creatively through art or music or whatever it is.
Right. Yeah. It can be so many things.
So many things.
And sometimes it's even just about like, I don't know, exploring something new,
right?
Like something unexpected, which actually kind of brings us to the final key area that this article talks about, which is social development.
Oh, okay. And that's where that game that you mentioned,
yes.
X Empire, I think it was called.
Yes, X
Empire.
Might actually tie in a little bit.
Wait, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I was going to save that for the end, but I love that you're like already weaving that in. This is good.
Yeah, well, think about it this way. Social development, it's not just about being like a social butterfly, you know?
Right.
It's about learning how to build meaningful connections with people, how to collaborate effectively, understand like social dynamics.
And those are all things you can like learn and practice in a game like that, right? Exactly. Those games, a lot of times they create like these little microcosms of society,
right,
where you have to figure out how to navigate all these different personalities.
Totally.
Work together towards a goal, maybe deal with some conflict resolution.
It's so true. And I never even thought about it that way before. It's like that that saying, what is it? The game is just the beginning.
Right.
Like, you're learning skills that actually translate to, like, all these other areas of your life.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, one thing that the article mentioned that I thought was really good was that you don't have to tackle all five of these at once.
Oh, okay. Good, good.
In fact, you know, they even recommend just starting with the one that you're most excited about.
Okay, so find your passion, dive into that area of personal growth, and then what? What happens next?
Then, this is where it gets really interesting, okay?
Okay.
They introduce this concept called the 20-hour rule.
The 20-hour rule. Okay, now I have to know more.
So research shows that it takes, on average, about 20 hours of focused practice to become reasonably good at a new skill.
Okay.
Not a master, but competent, you know?
Okay.
Just like, okay, I can do this now.
20 hours. That feels a lot more manageable than, like, the 4 years I spent getting my degree.
Right, exactly. And I think that's what's so great about this, is that it just makes it feel, like, empowering.
Right.
Because you don't have to dedicate your entire life to self-improvement to see some kind of result.
It's not this big, overwhelming thing.
Exactly.
It's just, okay, 20 hours.
Yeah, it's like, you know, we all have 20 hours. It's like watching a season of your favorite show.
Okay, that is a really good way to put it into perspective.
Right.
Because you're right. And we've all had that experience of, like, trying to learn something new, right?
Yes.
Like, maybe you're trying to learn an instrument or a language or whatever it is, and then life gets in the way, you know, and we kind of get discouraged, and we never really get off the ground, you know?
Oh, yeah, it's so common.
Yeah.
But this 20-hour rule, it just reminds us that it's really about consistency.
Okay.
It's not about being perfect. Just show up, put in the work, even when it's hard.
Yeah, and it's probably even easier to do that when you're actually enjoying what you're learning, too, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you're genuinely interested in it, those 20 hours are going to fly by.
Right.
And that sense of accomplishment you get at the end, that's what this is all about. You know, this whole path to a billion, it's like investing in yourself.
Totally.
Becoming that, you know, best version of yourself.
Yeah.
Unlocking that potential that's been there all along.
Absolutely. And who knows? I mean, maybe along the way you discover some new passion, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know, maybe a strategic online game or something.
Right, exactly. Something that, like we were saying, helps you hone those social skills, challenges you intellectually.
Yeah.
And who knows, maybe even leads to some unexpected opportunities down the line.
That's a great point. Okay, so for our listeners who are, like, ready to start down their own path to a billion, where do they even begin?
Well, I think the big takeaway here is it doesn't have to be this big, overwhelming thing. Start small, you know? Pick one of those five areas that we talked about, the one that really speaks to you, and just commit to those 20 hours. Just focus on that.
Yeah, and remember, it's not about being perfect. It's just about making progress.
Exactly.
Like, every little step you take, you're getting closer to that, you know, that richer, more fulfilling life. And who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe those 20 hours, they lead you to something completely unexpected, you know?
Yeah.
A new community, a hidden talent. Maybe even, like, you know, billion-dollar idea. Who knows?
Right. That would be something else.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it for this deep dive, everyone. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. This was fun.